It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. The weather's nice. Be nice to see the sun, but can't have everything.
No, we got maybe 30s and 40s even by the weekend coming up, they said. So that's a good thing. This last weekend wasn't too bad.
Hopefully I can get all the ice off my driveway.
Yeah, at least you didn't have to use, probably didn't use your snowblower again this weekend.
No, but you know, with all the ice on my driveway, I might have to get out the sledgehammer and the pickaxe.
Send Dina out there.
No.
That may be not a good idea.
I don't think she knows how to use a sledgehammer.
Might not suggest
pickaxe.
That. Like Paul does that with Roxy all the time. But you know,
yeah, I know.
We do that with Chris, but you can only get away with it for so long.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's salute a veteran before I get in any more trouble.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Today we're saluting Sergeant Paul John Whitnable. Paul was born on March 3rd, 1941 in Lacaparral County and passed away on May 7th, 2006. He entered active duty on November 20th, 1963 in Sioux Falls in the United States Army, was honorably discharged 2 years later on November 19th, 1965 at Fort Devens, Massachusetts. He was a combat engineer with a headquarters detachment at Fort Devens. When I went through basic training, I went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and that's the home of combat engineers. Well, the senior drill sergeant in my platoon, he was a combat engineer. He said, we build bridges and then we blow them up.
Well, then build them
up. That's right. Build them better, hopefully. So thank you, Paul, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Hats off to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your
especially
office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. That's why it's there.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get on to the topic at hand today, and it's going to be about...
genetic research.
Yeah. American Heart Association has praised the VA for some genetic research they've done. Tell us about that.
Yeah. There was a press release came out Friday discussing some of the work VA is doing when it comes to research, and praise from the American Heart Association on how the Million Veteran Program aids with this research. VA earned national recognition for its impact on heart disease and stroke science in the VA studies published in 2019. The American Heart Association lauded the research as top examples of how gene studies expand knowledge. The studies were based on VA's Million Veteran Program, also known as MVP. Landmark research effort, MVP is a national research program to learn how genes, lifestyle, and military exposures affect health and illness. Well, as somebody that's had some military exposure, it adversely affects health and illness. One of the studies focused on peripheral artery disease, a common circulatory problem in which narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to limbs. The other study looked at venous thromboembolism.
Sounds pretty close.
That's a very long
one. I think you're right on the money on that one.
Thromboembolism.
What do I know? I'm in radio.
Maybe ask your wife.
She'd be a better source of that information.
Anyway, thromboembolism, in which a blood clot forms in the deep veins of the leg, groin, arm, and travels in circulation, lodging in the lungs. That doesn't sound good.
No.
Both studies pinpoint to gene targets that could lead to new drugs to treat the conditions which affect millions of veterans and other Americans. MVP-based studies focus on topics including post-traumatic stress disorder, suicide prevention, heart disease, and diabetes. Findings from several studies have appeared in high-impact medical and scientific journals. More than 800,000 veterans are already enrolled in the Million Veteran Program. Just shy of their mark.
Nice to be close.
That's right. 200,000 to go. And the recent launch of online enrollment has made it easier for more veterans to take part. The American Heart Association has recognized other major advances in which VA played a role, included a major finding on blood pressure control and study using smartwatches to warn of irregular heartbeats. So it's amazing.
That's
what
a good
smartwatches
yep,
can do.
You can, a lot of technology to monitor your body these days.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money either.
So. No, I haven't graduated from a dumb watch yet, but I like the expensive dumb watches.
Mine's not that smart.
I don't have a Rolex.
We expect for $29.95, you know.
I don't have a Rolex yet, but, I do like the nicer watches. More information on this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Of course, you can contact our office, and there's the Veterans Linkage line as well.
And what would that number be, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
You in the office all week this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I might have a meeting or two, but it'll be posted on my
whiteboard. I think you went off last week and got an education someplace, I think.
Yeah, it was a strategic planning event for the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, which I'm a member of their executive board.
Okay.
We were trying to right the ship, as the president of the association was saying.
All right.
Trying to find our couple of vision statements and our mission. So it's just
good to keep the ship upright.
Get everybody on the same page.
Right. All right. So. Very good. But this week, anytime they want to stop, see you basically.
Yep. Call beforehand. I still need to change my voice message from being out last week. But
he's back.
I'm back. you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. I guess I don't think I have any other announcements to pass along here today.
Bellingham Fish Fry at the American Legion Friday the 31st from 5 to 7.
Okay. And, the Pollock Fish Fry there. Then
very good fish.
Also, just want a reminder, Madison American Legion Auxiliary is collecting canceled stamps and greeting cards. I said they can drop them off at your place up there or here at Q92.
Yep. I've been saying, you can drop it off at my office for a number of years, but I've yet to have anybody drop them off.
Oh, we've quite a few dropped off over here.
Usually people find Ivy and give them right to her.
That's right. Well, we got a box sitting down here that says greeting card. So
okay.
There seems to be some in there most of the time. So that's good. Drop them off anyway. So
yes.
Good project there. So anyway, we'll see you next week. Josh, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.